Since the October 7th terror attack in Israel, the world's attention has shifted from the Ukraine-Russia war to the situation in Gaza. However, the war there is still very much ongoing, with Russia believed to be poised, ready to start a new offensive in the coming months. The situation in Ukraine has changed dramatically over the last 12 months. This time last year, Ukraine held the initiative. The world was eagerly awaiting the Ukrainian spring offensive. Ukraine had cutting-edge military tech rolling in on a daily basis from the West. Commentators were talking about the soon capture of Tokmak, and even the possibility of Ukraine cutting the land bridge between Russia and Crimea, putting Crimea, the jewel of Putin's crown, within artillery range. Russia was politically unstable. Prigozhin would soon attempt his mutiny march on Moscow. 1 year later, the situation has turned to the worse in almost every way for Ukraine. Putin's hold on power is strong, having won re-election with nearly 90% of the vote. Ukraine's spring counteroffensive became a summer offensive and then failed to achieve even the minimum objective of recapturing Tokmak. The military hardware coming from the West has slowed and in some cases stopped, with further support from the United States held up in Congress. Russia now undisputably holds the initiative, producing three times the number of shells than are available to Ukraine, with the Russian economy having moved to a war footing, while the West's economy is virtually unchanged. The minds and emotions of the West have lost interest in Ukraine, for the time being at least. Ukraine has become a far-off war. The shock of 2022 has long faded, and the cost of living is on the lips of the people instead. With the American election fast approaching, the possibility of US military support being halted altogether, or pressure being put on Ukraine to come to an agreement with Russia, is growing. Time certainly does not appear to be on the side of Ukraine, and with the war in a stalemate, time is king. Russia has a history of struggling in the early stages of a war, but performing impressive pivots to an unlikely final victory. The Red Army in 1945 was unrecognisable compared to the embarrassment of the 1941 routs at the hands of the Nazis. Bible prophecy makes clear that by the time of Christ's return, Russia is the dominant leader in Europe. Ezekiel 38 tells us that Russia will become a guard to Gomer and Togarma, which is Europe. In Hebrew, like in the English, this can be read as a military protection or as a guard, guarding a prisoner. Either way, we see that Russia will be the dominant military power in Europe and will lead Europe against God's people Israel. Russia is presented in Ezekiel 38 as a strong nation, heading a great company, able to be like a cloud to cover the land. A nation which Britain and her allies are unable to stand up to, except for a minor condemnation, asking if they're going into the land to take a spoil. A humiliating defeat in Ukraine would not rule out a rebuilt Russia being able to take on such a role, but it would take time for Russia to rebuild itself and its image. But should Russia come out of this conflict, as it did out of World War II, stronger than it had ever been before, it would be well prepared to fill the role that Ezekiel describes it having in the end times. As the world's attention drifts from one issue to another, the Bible believer sees that God's attention does not shift with the wind as does man's, but God will continue with his plan until it is fulfilled. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News.